It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I came back. Just the way I always say I will. I came back to be with you. What do you think I'm going to do today? Does this give you a hint? Think it'll have something to do in the kitchen? Well, let's just go there, and I'll show you what's in the bag. Oh, picture, picture. See what picture, picture says? Hello. Right. Feed you in a little bit, fish. Now, what's that look like? Well, these are colors for decorating eggs. All of these. Oh, they're that many fingers on your hand. Yep. One for each one. And this is something to dip the egg down in the decorating water with. All you have to do is go like that and dip them in. Come on. I'll show you. We're going to decorate some eggs. I use this nice big piece of cardboard. You can use newspaper, anything you like. Just so you don't get the stuff on the table. Now, a bowl. A bowl with some water. There. Now there's the bowl with water and the colors and the dipper. What else do we need to decorate eggs? Eggs. Okay. Most people hard boil their eggs before they decorate them, but we don't have time for that, so we'll just decorate a few plain eggs. Now, you put some of this stuff right on top of the water. This is a different kind of egg decorating than I've known of before. Hope it works, because I wanted you to see this. I think maybe I'll just use three different colors. That'll do. Now, blow them around to make different designs. Did you ever decorate eggs like this? Well, let's try. put it down very slowly. Rather nice, isn't it? Let me get a rack to put it on. Shall we try another? Each one will be different. One more, okay? Better. Better take them out to the porch, huh? There'd be a better breeze out there. Dry them off. Some people decorate eggs at Easter time. We just do it any time, don't we? Audrey.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
What do you have there? Aren't they beautiful?
Just decorated them.
Did you really? How'd you get such gorgeous colors?
Well, it's a different kind of a dye. I think they're nice.
You know what they look like?
What?
Some of the hand-painted ones I have. I collect eggs. Oh, I've got a collection that's so superb. It really is.
Really? What kinds do you have?
Marble, alabaster, glass, the little sugar one with the seams inside. We have some beauties.
Wish we could see them sometime.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. I have a very quick cleanup job. It'll take me about 10 minutes. Then how about if I pick up my egg collection and come back?
Great.
Okay?
Thank you,
Wonderful.
Audrey.
See you in a few minutes.
Good. Audrey cleans everything. Didn't know that she collected things, too. Maybe it's Audrey collects everything, too. Well, let's put them here to dry. By the time she gets back, they'll probably be dry. We could have some time for make-believe, if you like. All right, let's go get the trolley. We might have somebody with some eggs in the neighborhood of make-believe. Hi, trolley. We've just been decorating eggs, and we think maybe we'll make-believe about some eggs, okay? Okay. Are you ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? So am I. Off we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Hello, trolley. Trolley, trolley, trolley.
So, Edgar, this is the kind of egg we had in mind.
Well, that's very pretty and very, very fancy. Did you decorate it?
Oh, no, Edgar. We got it from a friend.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and we thought it was awfully nice, and perhaps that everyone in the neighborhood would want to decorate one.
Everyone in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Everyone in... But do you want me to supply the eggs?
Oh, that's right, Edgar. But they'd all have to be hard-boiled.
So that they wouldn't, you know, splat and splash in case anybody were to drop one.
Well, that's a good many eggs, friends. There are lots of people in the neighborhood.
Yes, there are, Edgar. And do you have enough for everybody in the neighborhood?
Well, I have some cooking now. I have some cooking now. They should be just about done.
Oh, good.
Lady Avalon, yeah. I have an idea. Why don't you go along with Edgar Cook and see if they're ready?
Oh, sure. Where are they, Edgar?
They're down in the kitchen on the stove. They're down in the kitchen on the stove.
They're down in the kitchen on the stove.
In the kitchen on the stove. In the kitchen on the stove. Come along.
I'll meet you there. See you in a minute.
They're down in the kitchen on the stove. They're down in the kitchen on the stove. They're down in the kitchen on the stove, on the stove.
They're hot. They're very, very hot. Hot off the stove.
Hot off the stove. Ooh, Lady Avalon. How are we going to decorate them? I mean, we won't be able to decorate them if they're so hot, will we?
Well, that's all right, Handyman, because the people who'll be coming to decorate them won't come right away, and they'll have a chance to cool, you know.
Oh, I see. Could I see one?
It's awfully...
Oh, it is hot. It really is. Oh, hey, that's nice. Let me try it. You know
is
what?
Any cooler?
Whistling really works. This egg is really getting cool. Feel.
Oh, it is.
Why don't we do it? Want to do another one?
Sure. Let's see, that one's cool.
Mm. Careful. Oh. Is it working? Getting cooler?
Lady Avalon and Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as always King Friday.
And what are you doing?
Well,
we're whistling at eggs, Uncle Friday.
Yes, sir.
friends, whistling
yes,
at ordinary eggs?
Well, not exactly ordinary eggs, King Friday. You see, they're going to be very fancy eggs, King Friday.
Yes, Uncle Friday, we just found out that it really helps to whistle at them first.
I suppose you play the guitar to them too, Handyman.
Well, that's a very good idea, sir. I hadn't thought of that. But I think I could play the guitar while we did that. Mm. Could we try it, Lydia?
I've never whistled to an egg before.
Well, there's always a first time for everything, King Friday.
Oh, try it, Uncle Friday. It's fun.
Careful, niece.
Yes.
That egg will fall and break.
Oh, Edgar boiled them, Uncle Friday. They're all hard-boiled.
Oh. Well, if they're hard-boiled, then I guess I could whistle to them.
Yeah. Would you like some music, sir?
Oh, yes, I would like music.
Right, I'll give you a short introduction. How would that be?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
so well.
Yes, King Freddy. As a matter of fact, I have whistled in my youth.
You have, sir?
Yes, I used to go out to the royal forest when I was a young prince, and I talked with the birds, and they talked to me. Would you like to hear me whistle like a bird?
Oh, I'd love to, sir.
Yes.
Very well.
That sounds something like a brockle speckled spickle speck, doesn't it to you?
It had, I imagine.
It is a make-believe, a kind of a bird.
Is it?
Yes, I'll whistle it one more egg with a little more music.
Yes, sir.
You do like my whistling.
Oh, you are a terrific whistler.
Yes, virtuoso.
Would you like the same tempo, sir?
Any kind of music you give to me, I can provide the whistle.
Perhaps something classical.
Yes, perhaps for the king.
The king.
Oh, that's right, sir.
Ready?
Didn't you know that I whistled?
Well, it was sounding beautiful. I thought it was a songbird out here whistling.
Yes, well.
You were whistling at eggs, Aunt Sarah.
Yes, Aunt Sarah. You see, I was whistling at them like this. Something like that.
And I was sort of like... But then we asked Uncle Friday to whistle.
And he whistled the very best of all.
Oh, neither one of us.
Just beautifully.
Just beautifully.
Yes, I was whistling at the egg, too.
Whistling at these eggs. There was a reason for whistling at the eggs, or was it just a whistle?
It's just a new custom, Sarah. People start new customs every day.
I might like to try it myself.
Oh, would you, Queen Sarah?
Oh, yes, I'm not any whistler like Friday.
Well, you know, I started when I was a little prince.
Yes, I know. But I could try.
Just a moment, Aunt Sarah. This one, perhaps?
Oh, that would be good. Hey.
Would you like some music, Queen Sarah?
Oh, that would be nice. A little music would help. Perhaps we could all whistle together at the end.
All right.
Trying to get all of you on the telephone.
Oh, Miss Bennett,
what's going on here? What are you doing?
Well, we're whistling at eggs.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're whistling.
To get them cool.
Yeah, to cool them off. Yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to cool off eggs.
Yeah, I've never thought of that myself.
You know. Oh, to cool them off. Well, of course.
In the meantime, they feel pretty cool to me right now. And Edgar's waiting in the D room to decorate them.
Oh,
Come on.
To decorate them, King Friday.
It's fun just to whistle at them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so much you can do with eggs.
Trolley.
Come on, Edgar's waiting.
Okay, Trolley. Whistling at eggs. I can't even just plain whistle. No, it's very hard for me to whistle. Some people learn to whistle and some people don't. I'm one of the ones who doesn't. What about whistling at fish? Let's see if those eggs out in the porch are dry. Okay? They are. They're there. I don't see Audrey down the street. I will take them inside. Was that the telephone? Maybe that's Audrey calling. Hello? Well, there's nobody on the phone. Oh, maybe it's the back door. Coming. Coming. Oh, it is Audrey.
Hi,
Audrey.
Here I am with my collection.
Oh, great.
Part of it.
You brought
some. I really didn't bring the whole thing.
Won't you sit down?
But I brought enough to show you.
Oh, now, boy, the different
aren't they
kinds.
Gorgeous. This one is a painted, it's kind of a paper mache.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that lovely?
You mean somebody painted that by hand?
Mm-hmm. And there's another one here, that same type.
Bird there.
Only these are flowers. We can put them back.
All right. How did you get all these different
eggs? Aren't they beautiful? Some have been gifts. That was for my daughter.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that lovely?
And then this is a marble. Now, that's from Mexico. I've never been there, but a friend of mine brought it to me.
Look at that. It's heavy.
Mm, very heavy. And aren't the markings lovely?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one. Some of my young friends adore these with the scene.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, wait till you see this one. Try to look very carefully inside there. I can hardly see. What is that in there?
They're so tiny, the little figures.
Oh, aren't they there? Like somebody sitting on a bench or something.
And then here's a glass one. It's really, I think, lucite, they call it, with a flower in it.
That's pretty, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you collected things like this.
I have in my travels. And then I've gotten some for presents. Mm-hmm. But I have this one that I wanted to show you because this is a blown eggshell painted.
Oh, you mean this is a real eggshell?
Feel how light it is?
Yeah.
There's almost no weight to it. And I brought you a little present.
What?
I brought you a blown eggshell that I thought maybe you could decorate.
Oh, I'd like to.
And either with butterflies like this or maybe with a face.
Sure.
Or something interesting.
Sure, I could put. Let me see if I
can. Do you know how to do that?
Just
Do you know how to get a blown eggshell?
You mean like this?
Uh-huh.
No, you.
See
all
the tiny little
out,
pinhole?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. In this end, you make a little tiny pinhole here, and on the other end, a little tiny pinhole.
Here.
And no, that's the tiny one. Over here, you make a pinhole, and then just take a little more of the shell around it, just a trifle. And then through the pinhole, you blow out the inside of the egg.
And then you can cook it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
So you don't
have
to waste
it. You make scrambled eggs out of it, and then you have all those beautiful shells to decorate.
Good idea to make a face.
Is he smiling?
He's got a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Could have a frown.
Are yours all dry, the ones you did?
Yeah, would you like one?
Oh, I'd love one.
For your collection.
Yes, I can trade you.
You choose. That.
Oh, it's a terribly hard decision to make. But I really do think I like this one.
All right, have it for your collection.
Oh, I would love it.
You're welcome to it. I need your counsel about something, Audrey.
Certainly.
Now, this stuff in here, in fact, I think maybe I'll just dip this in like this.
You're going to color his smile in his eyes.
Oh, it doesn't work. Look, this stuff has dried. On here. How am I going to get that cleaned out?
Oh, I know exactly how.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice that you asked me?
Audrey cleans everything.
Do you have any paper? Any absorbent paper?
Sure.
In
fact, I just threw some away a little while ago. Like that, you
mean? Mm-hmm. Put that in and just, it'll pick up.
Hey, is that smart?
It's really going to be quite pretty, isn't it?
Right on the paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then take a little soap. Would you like me to do it for you?
If you like. Look how that picks it right up there.
But if we had a big enough scene, you could almost frame that.
Pieces of the dye right on the
paper. Now all we do is rinse this out with a little soap and a little steel wool.
Okay.
All right, if it sticks. Okay. I don't think it's a good idea for too much of this to go down the drain.
All right. There's some soap.
All right.
Sponge. You want steel wool?
I'd love a little if you have it.
There. Looks like wool, but it's made out of steel.
Oh, we do need it.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you. My.
Never expected to have Audrey clean everything.
Dropped around, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
There we go. Now I think maybe if we might just let it soak for a little.
Fine, all right.
All right?
I can let it soak a while.
Okay.
I'll come back later and get some more water in.
Now, I hate to leave you.
Thank you very much.
But I do think maybe I'd better be on my way.
Okay, thanks for showing me your eggs.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I might bring the rest of them sometime. This isn't all, you know.
I know.
I have a few dozen more at home.
Okay, collector.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, I can put these back in the refrigerator. Because they can be used. I'll take the face with me. Well, that's our visiting for the week. You and I. But I'll be back when the week is new. I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully, I do too. See you next week.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.